catwalks of Bamako this season, the top brocade outfits for men and women use Pullman dye, two-tone with bronze. Another favourite is a technique called cocaine, requiring hours of detailed tying, wax stamping or hand painting. Designer Maria Bukum's latest collection uses only brocade.
The fabric has to be very rich, bazin rich, because we have the rich, we have the less rich. The color comes out more with the rich one. I prefer the white ones with the woman who does the dye. So we decide the designs, the colors.
And how would you describe the market in Mali at the moment?
When the coup d'etat took place, I used to have many, many customers. But now there's no more coup d'etat, but the money is gone. I don't know where.
But it's a material world. In the audience of the Péché Mignon fashion show is Abdoulaye Sanoko, head of Mali's agency for export promotion. He says the sector producing fine dyed brocade is booming and is a major source of jobs.
Say about 200 to 250,000 jobs.
And that's probably more than gold mining, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course. Although the crises were very deep, it was a kind of incentive for the women. The women are the majority dealing in this business, to go and find their market abroad.
Customers crowd into shops like this to buy imported white brocade. Gambi Frères manager Hassan Bassoum says the top seller is Super Vainqueur, or Super Winner, from Austria. All over Bamako, people are engaged in different aspects of the industry. Tying, wax stamping, painting, starching, embroidery, and of course dyeing. This sound, to me, is the essence of Bamako. Sweaty men in darkened huts armed with wooden clubs. They're beating the finished brocade to a shine. But wherever there's dyeing going on, you're never far from a packet of caustic soda or drain cleaner. At the Hôpital du Mali, 3-year-old Boubacar Konate sits perched on a bed. After he drank diluted caustic soda, his esophagus closed. Undernourished, he nearly died. Specialists have reconnected his throat and stomach, but thoracic surgeon Yena Sadio only has the capacity to repair 200 children a year.
The sector provides jobs, so it must be supported. On the other end, the impact on the environment is very bad. And the number of children who are accidentally exposed to caustic soda is catastrophic.
The informal nature of brocade dyeing helped the sector survive Mali's crisis. But to thrive, it needs structuring, both for the sake of profit and for the health of the nation.